Hi, Matthew. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hello, Judith. Thank you very
much. You've been doing some interesting things. Tell us a little bit about Matthew.
Oh, my biggest project right now is my book that just came out, Para World Zero. Kind of a young adult science fiction fantasy. One reviewer called it Harry Potter meets Star Wars.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's if you like science fiction and fantasy, you'll definitely like it. I've had other people say it's a really good young adult novel as well because it deals with issues of insecurity, making friends, overcoming obstacles, those type of things.
What was your inspiration behind the book?
It's an interesting story. I actually started writing it in 1990 when I was 14 years old. And the inspiration were the authors of the day, Douglas Hill. He was one of my favorite authors. And I was lucky enough to get a blurb for the back of my book from him last year before he died. So these were definitely the inspirations to start the book. And now I had a computer crash, and the book died. I had about 6 chapters. So many years later, someone said, you should really read this Harry Potter book. So I pulled out Harry Potter, read it, and my jaw dropped. It was a lot like my book. And so I picked up my book and finished it. So I'd say, you know, some of the inspiration were these authors that had written similar themes.
What would you say has been the most rewarding aspect of this project for you so far?
The most rewarding aspect are the emails that I've been receiving. I received one just recently from a mother who said that their child just doesn't like to read, but when he got his hands on my book, she found him late in the night, you know, reading at night, and she had to force him to go to bed, but he didn't want to go to bed. I got another email from an adult who said that he couldn't put the book down, so he had to call in sick from work so he could finish reading it. Those type of emails just really brightened my day.
Who are some of your mentors that have helped you along the way?
Some of my mentors would be the fellow authors like J.K. Rowling, Douglas Hill, J.R.R. Tolkien. Reading the adventures that they have created is really exciting for me.
How difficult was it for you to develop your characters?
You know, it was actually very easy. I was 14, like I said, when I first started writing it, and so the main character is kind of like a mini-me, you know, at that age. And then later on in life, there's a whole other storyline in the book with older characters, and of course they're kind of like me as well. So it's loosely based on me. You know, I am a second-degree black belt, and so the older character is, you know, he has some martial arts skills. Back when I was younger, I was insecure and wanted friends, and so the younger character, Simon Kent, he also has insecurities. And the book is about that, about growing up and overcoming, you know, your obstacles and insecurities.
If a young person approached you today and said that they wanted to write a book, what advice would you give them?
The advice I would give is to be patient and to not give up, because it is a long road. I started back in 1990, but even more current, I mean, it's been 2 years ago since my publisher called me up and said, hey, we'd like to publish your book. So it is something that does require patience. It's not going to be an overnight success. As long as they understand that, and you might not make a ton of money to start off with. And so that's the type of advice I give a younger person. But definitely go for your dreams.
Well, a lot of book authors say that writing the book is the easy part and marketing is the hard part. What would you say?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I've heard others say that editing is it, but definitely marketing. Getting the book out. And I've done that through radio and, you know, TV and internet. That, again, is a long process because you never know what the reviewers are going to say. You never know what the response is going to be, and sometimes you just need a break. And I think that's what's happened with some of the other successful fantasy writers, like even J.K. Rowling and Aragon, those books. I think those authors were very successful, but I think there was a little luck involved, too, the right people looking at the book and seeing it and loving it.
Can you give advice to a young writer that may have gotten a rejection?
You're going to get lots. And so don't worry. I got many rejections trying to get an agent. I was fortunate in the fact that the very first publisher I sent my book to said yes, But that was a year later, after I sent my book to them. And after that, I sent my book to maybe even 50 other publishers that most of them said no, and the other didn't even bother to send me a no. They just never even responded.
Well, they said, I talked to Mark Victor Hansen, and he said that he was rejected 185 times before the Chicken Soup for the Soul series was picked up.
Yeah, and I've heard his story, too, and there was a little bit of luck involved, too, with him. And so it's a neat story, but that's the key, persevere. And that's what a lot of my book is about, too, is just persevering, overcome those trials. They can be overcome. And the success afterwards is really enjoyable.
What is something that someone has said to you that you always remember to pass on to others?
I think several people have said this, but the theme would be to treat everybody with respect and love, even the janitor, even the bully. If you step back and look, and there is good in everybody, I think that we can become better people just by trying to look at some sort of good, even in our enemies.
Can you tell our listeners how they can find out more about you and your new book?
Yeah, definitely. The best way would be to go to my website, which is pworlds.net. That's P as in parallel world. In fact, I just put a video trailer up yesterday with the characters from the front cover of my book. So if you go to pworlds.net, you'll also be able to see some links to places where you can buy it. And you can also go to the bookstore and ask them to special order it. It's so new, it might not be at your bookstore yet.
Matthew, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today, and I hope that you'll come back.
Well, thank you so much.